Gus Espinosa's 37 years at Bird Ogdenato Group. Celebrating a legacy of dedication. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Gustavo, Gus, Espinosa's journey with Bird Ogdenato Group began in 1987 when his brother Willie, already a part of the company, invited him to join. Gus accepted the invitation, marking the start of a remarkable career that has spanned 37 years. As Gus reflects on his time with the company, his story is about dedication, family ties, and the lasting impact of exceptional leadership. Born and raised in Edinburgh, Gus has always been deeply rooted in his community. On June 8, 2024, he celebrated his 37th anniversary with Bird Ogdenato Group, a milestone that emphasizes his commitment to the company. Hired by Bird Ogden himself, Gus fondly remembers both Bert and Dorothy Ogden. "She was a really nice lady," Gus recalls, "always looking after me, and I was always helping her with paperwork and moving stuff around." Gus's brother, Guillermo, Willie, Espinosa, played a fundamental role in his decision to join the company. At the time, Gus was working for Roy's Imports in McAllen. Gilbert Valadez's assistant part encouraged Gus to try Bird Ogden. Tragically, Willie later passed away in a car accident, but his influence on Gus's career remains profound. Gus shares memories of his experiences with Bert and Dorothy that highlight Bert's remarkable organizational skills and work ethic. "Bert was a real nice man, and I couldn't believe how he could remember everything where it was," Gus says. Whether finding a specific socket in a crowded shed or performing various tasks around the dealership, Bert's energy and meticulous nature left a lasting impression on Gus. Bert's legacy of hard work and dedication is evident in the current leadership of Bob and Janet Vacker. Gus speaks highly of them, noting their kindness and strong leadership. "Janet is really nice to me, and Bob is too. They are both really nice," he says, appreciating the continuity of care and respect in the company's culture. The Vackers' decision to close the dealership for Willie's funeral so everyone could attend is a gesture that Gus deeply values, reflecting the company's commitment to its employees as extended family. Gus's passion for his work in the parts department has remained constant throughout his tenure. "He finds fulfillment in mentoring his employees and helping them grow. I've always liked working in parts, and I enjoy working with my employees, helping them, and teaching them," he explains. Despite the challenges and occasional stress, Gus's dedication remains firm. Even a hip operation in May of the previous year didn't keep Gus away for long. The doctor recommended a month off, but Gus returned to work after just a few days, unwilling to let paperwork pile up. "I figured if I missed too many days, I'd come back to a bunch of paperwork on my desk," he remarks with a chuckle, though he now acknowledges the need for another operation. Gus's personal life is also filled with enduring relationships. He speaks fondly of his common-law wife, Vivian Torres, and remembers his first wife, Ema, with whom he was married for 28 years. The support of his family has undoubtedly been a cornerstone of his long and successful career. As Gus Espinosa reflects on his 37-year career with Bird Ogdenato Group, he highlights his professional journey and shares insights into his family life and his challenges. His story continues to be one of dedication and deep appreciation for the support system surrounding him. Gus is a proud father of two daughters. His eldest, Yvonne, is 44 and works as a teacher in Harlingen. Yvonne has blessed Gus with two granddaughters. His younger daughter, Jessica, just turned 38 and is also a teacher, serving the community in Edinburgh. His daughters and grandchildren live relatively close by in Harlingen. Gus has encountered numerous challenges throughout his long tenure at Bird Ogdenato Group. One of the most significant issues has been dealing with parts that are on backorder. This situation has been exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic and industry strikes, which have disrupted production and supply chains. "It's hard to explain to them. I mean, they're not available. I'm trying my best to get it from another dealer," Gus explains, noting the frustration of managing customer expectations and the pressure from general and service managers. These supply chain disruptions have created stressful periods, making it difficult to meet demands and maintain the high standards expected at Bird Ogden. Despite these challenges, Gus finds immense satisfaction in his work. He enjoys coming to work every day, even during his vacations. This commitment is evident in his efforts to mentor his secretary, Rose, who serves as his inventory clerk. She's learning a lot. She knows almost more than me, Gus says proudly. His goal is to ensure that Rose will be well prepared to take over as parts manager if he ever steps down, highlighting his dedication to his role in the department's future. At 66 years old, Gus remains youthful and vigorous, though he jokes about his hearing issues, which he attributed to an airbag accident 2 years ago. The incident damaged his eardrum, and despite consulting ear specialists, he has been told that surgery is the only potential remedy. Nevertheless, Gus continues to maintain a positive outlook and strong work ethic. In addition to his professional achievements, Gus enjoys hobbies such as hunting. His passion for life and work is palpable, and he remains loyal to Bert Ogdenauto Group. Gus is deeply grateful for the support from Janet and Bob Vacker, the dealership's principals. I would like to thank Janet and Bob for being very nice to me and helping me out with some problems that I've gone through, he expresses. Their kindness and assistance have significantly impacted his life, reinforcing the family-like atmosphere that has been a hallmark of the company. Gus Espinosa's story is one of remarkable dedication and gratitude. His 37 years at Bird Ogdenauto Group reflect his commitment to his work and the strong bonds he has formed with his colleagues and the company's leadership. As he continues his journey, Gus remains an inspiring figure, demonstrating the values of hard work, mentorship, and appreciation for the support of others. Roberto Hugo Gonzalez is the 2009 SBA Journalist of the Year Award winner and the recipient of the Paul Harris Award in both 2009 and 2012. He currently publishes Texas Border Business and Mega Doctor News. His past publications include McAllen City Magazine, Texas Border Digest, CBS Chronicle, Healthcare Services Guide, Winter Texan Tour Guide, and Mega Metropolis.